Crew members of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet Command ship socializes with deaf and dumb students in Chennai. For the crew members, after long stays in the middle of oceans, the visit to Church of South India School for the deaf provided them with a much-needed break. They worked the school playground, leveled it, cleared the weeds. After the work, it was time to have some fun. And fun they had to the fill with the students who seemed to be enjoying every moment of their company with the visiting guests. The visit was part of the crew members' community service project.
Well, I think it gives us an opportunity to interact with the people, especially the students, and provide a little bit of support as far as painting and labor.
And how do you find interest in the children here?
It's been interesting, a lot of fun. I mentioned that we are as curious about them as they are about us. As you can tell, we want our pictures taken as much as they do. It's been fun.
They're wonderful. They're just so enthusiastic and excited. I'm having a wonderful time talking with them.
The school was established in 1921 and has 211 children. The students are being imparted vocational training. Headmistress Rebecca is optimistic about the outcome of the visit.
If they are here for a longer period, I could give you a more definite answer. But definitely, you know, coming and working in the school and helping us with gardening, whitewashing, painting, carpentry work, sewing work, etc. All this, you know, encourages us to feel that they can do a lot for the institution, and the children also seeing them can also contribute a lot working with them.
After fun and frolic, it was time for a photo session. The U.S. Fleet members, who always crave to meet their dear ones back home, mingling with the students was a memorable experience, something they would like to cherish forever. Dipankar Chakravarti with Pragyadatta Varma, ANI.